This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I'm going to Rav Shabbos Rabbeisai, Parshas Noach. Erev Shabbos, we're continuing now. I believe this is our third year of learning about the Tfilos, the Seder HaTfilos, which is sponsored by our dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Le'nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shehaben Aliyah, B'Lamei Otsyosher, for his home Mishpacha, Arbiyas Goel Tzadek. And I wasn't sure whether this week we're going to continue on to Ashrei or continue with Yehi Chavoyed, and I decided to continue with Yehi Chavoyed. We only had one shir so far in Yehi Chavoyed. And the reason is because I think it's very much connected to this week's Parsha. Last week we learned Yehi Chavoyed has 18 psukim, Keneged Shemoneh Esrei, 19 mentions of Hashem's name. The last four psukim all begin with the word ki, and they're threaded together with common themes, either Shem Hashem, or Shamayim, or Kavod. And Rav Schwab taught that Yehi Chavoyed is really the end of the segment called Negadelcha, and it's the last part of what is called Negadelcha. And Rav Schwab taught that there are many parts of davening that have the number 18, including the Shemoneh Esrei, as well as the number of mizmorim that are said on Shabbos. On a weekday, we say 9 mizmorim of Tehillim, and on Shabbos, 18. I realized this morning, while I was davening, if you remember a few shiurim ago, we learned from the Megala Amukah, said actually, Mizmor L'Soida is a cliff notes of the whole davening. Hariu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz Halacha, you start with Divrei Halacha. Haril Hashem goes, Ivdu as Hashem besimcha karbanois, Bayu lufana bernana, psukah de zimra. De'u ki Hashem hu aleikim, Shema, hu asanu, the 248 words of Shema. Amoy vitzayin marisai, kavanas mesiras nefesh. Bayu shar besoida, the beginning of Shemana Esrei. And I realized why randomly Mizmar lesoida is the cliff notes of the whole davening. And I think it's because Hoidu is really the sheer of Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, as Nosuch Svard says it even before Psukah de Zimra, then for all intents and purposes, the beginning of davening is Mizmar L'Soida. And therefore, as the beginning of davening, that's like the roadmap. The roadmap of davening is Mizmar L'Soida, sort of gives you the structure of the tefillah. So let's continue in Yehi Chavoyed. Yehi Chavoyed Hashem Le'olam. May the glory of God be forever. Yismach Hashem emasa, may Hashem rejoice in His creations. Rabbeinu Bechaye says an amazing idea. We would think that for the Shechina to dwell with the Jewish people, it's our need, but it's not God's need. And Rabbeinu Bechaye says, no, from here we understand that the Shechina being in Klal Yisrael is not just a need of the Hedyotim, Klal Yisrael, but it's needed by God. Because since Hashem's name is Mefursam through us being Mechabed Him, so when we're Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mekabel, the Shechina is Mekabel, additional Kedusha. This is what it means. Yehi Chavoyed Hashem Le'olam. God's honor will be forever when Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav, when Hashem rejoices in us. So God being able to dwell with us is not only good for us, it's good for Him. And this shows us that Klal Yisrael has the koyach either to weaken or to strengthen HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on our actions. Like the Pasuk says, Surah Yeladcha Teshi, the rock of the one who bore you weakened. And it also says, Beloikim Nasa Chayo. In God we acted with valor. So when we do not do the mitzvahs, it, so to speak, weakens the Shechina, because the Shechina is mekabel, toisefes koyach, when we do the avodah, when we serve Him properly. That's the meaning, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Yehi Chavoyed Hashem Le'olam, God's glory will be forever when He rejoices in us. Now there's an amazing statement in the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Samach. The Gemara wants to know who said the Pasuk, Yehi Chavoyed Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem B'masav. Who said this pasuk? The Gemara says this pasuk was said by the minister of the world, the Sar HaOlam. Now, what exactly is this position, Sar HaOlam? I don't know, it's a malach, he's in charge of the world. And the Sar HaOlam said this pasuk. Why? B'shah Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leminehu. When God told the trees that they should grow in accordance with their kind, meaning apple trees should produce apples, orange trees, oranges, mango trees, mangoes, avocado trees, avocados. The trees listened, and each tree only produced its kind, so the grass made a kal v'chomer from the trees. They said, if God wants if God wants things to be entangled and mixed up, why would he say that they should be according to their kind by the trees? If Ilanois, which anyway, trees they grow, one here, one there, in separate, delineated places. Trees don't grow intermingled one with the other. And even though trees which typically grow one by themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Leminehu, we grasses, that grass tends to grow intermingled with other herbage, Alachas Kama V'Kama, we should produce only our species. So in other words, the grass made a Kal V'Chomer. That if trees which usually grow separately have to grow according to their species, we who by nature grow intermingled, we certainly need to grow according to our species. Ooh, when the Sar HaOlam heard the Kal V'Chomer, the grass made, he said, Yehi Chevoid Hashem L'Olam Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav. May the glory of God be forever. May Hashem rejoice in His creations. Apparently, there was a certain element of glory which was achieved by God when the grass made this Kal V'Chomer, and Hashem was Mesameach with the world when they made this Kal V'Chomer. So the Lev Aryeh, which is one of the Achroinim HaMasechta Chulin, which is an amazing sefer of Drush, he explains what exactly was so honorable about what the grass did. Why did this bring kavod to Hashem, and why did he rejoice in his creations? So the Lev Aryeh says, Hainu Lefi, Shekoma Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai. Whatever God created in His world, Lai baroi ala lechvaydai. He only created for His honor. Vinei amalochem loy nitartzu bebriyas ha'olam ha'shafal. The angels were not satisfied with the creation of the world. V'amru ma enosh kis tiskurenosh ha'sidam lachdai. The angels did not think creation was a good idea. They said, God, why do you like man? They're going to sin. V'himo yamru v'yatzivas ruach kalchai. They're going to rebel and sadden you. U'kvaydai b'kolon yamiru chasasham. And your glory will be exchanged for embarrassment. But the Sar HaOlam, his job is to maintain the stability and continuity of the world, the endurance of the world. He doesn't want the world to be destroyed. He wants it to be niskayim. When he saw the grass made this Kal V'Chomer, meaning the grass did more than God expected of it. God only expected the trees to grow l'minehem, and the grass is made a kal v'chomer. V'niskayim b'zeh kvoydei yisbarach kvi kavanas habriya. And now, the plan of creation was being fulfilled. It made the Sar HaOlam happy. And he prayed that may it be that God's glory always be magnified in the world. He was mispalel sheyikuyim kach la'aruch yamim, and therefore he said, Yehi chevoid Hashem la'olam, that may God's glory always be recognized in the world. And if God's glory is recognized in the world, azai yismach Hashem amasav, God will rejoice in his actions, in His creations. If creation listens to God, then God's glory will be forever, and He will rejoice. When creation fulfills its destiny, God rejoices. In contrast to the distinction to when God is saddened. When was God saddened? By the Dar HaMabul. The pasuk says, "Vayis'atzei ve'libay." Hepuch ma'sha'amar b'dar HaMabul. This is why I'm giving the shir this week. When it was hishches kalbasar es darkai. When animals became corrupt, when all life became corrupt, even the earth and its produce were mashchis darkam. Right? Chazal say the living plants produced enaminam vayisatzev elibay. When creation performs the will of God, God is yismach Hashem b'matzav. When nature is hishchis kol basar, it's vayisatzev elibay. But when we're mekayim in the mitzvahs of Hashem, and when the herbage made a kavachomer and they grew lemineyam, it was yismach Hashem b'masav. And that's why it's yihi chavod Hashem li'olam was a tefillah. It's a tefillah of the Sar Ha'olam. May it always, always be this way. Now I want to share with you an amazing thing. We say in Uval Etzion that there are three realms of Kaddish. There are three places where Kaddish is said. Where are the three places that Kaddish is said? Kaddish is said, Umikablin Dein Mendein, the Malachim receive one from another. Va'amrin Kaddish, they say Kaddish, B'shmei Meroima, in the highest heavens, Ilah Beis Shchente, supreme in the area of Hashchina. Kaddish Al Ara Oivad Givorte, Kaddish on the land, the work of man. Kaddish la'olam yom eyomaya. Kaddish forever and ever and ever. There are three kedushas. There's kaddish v'shmei meroima. There's kaddish al ara, and there's kaddish la'olam yom eyomaya. Says the Maharal, these three kaddishim that we reference in Uval Etzion are also referenced in Yehi Chavod. In the psukim, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevayrach Me'ata V'yad Elam. That's la'olam yom eyomaya. Mi mizrach Hashem Hashem Mevoyoy. That's kaddish b'shmei meroima. And Ram al kogoyim Hashem is kaddish al ara. Says the Maharal in Gvuras Hashem. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoyrach Me'ata V'yad Elam. So this is not only in Yehi Chavod, but this is part of Hallel. We want to praise God in all three worlds. We say, that's Olam Ha'elyon. It's from the Supreme World. That's Olam Elyon. That's la'olam yom eyomaya. K'mo shematzanu b'seder kedusha, like we say in Uval Etzion. Kaddish la'olam yom eyomaya v'davar zeh yadua. Then we say kaddish k'neged the second world. We say mimizrach shemesh ad mevayoy mihulal shem Hashem. That's neged kaddish b'shmei meroyim, a kaddish in the heavens. When we say mimizrach shemesh ad mihulal shem Hashem, that's from the shamayim. From the shamayim is nimshach. Hallel to Hashem Yisbarach, like it says, Hashemayim Mesam Kvayid Kel, because when the orbs of the heaven move from east to west, that is reflects God's Koyach, that God gave these orbs the ability to move. Mimizah Hashem Shayoy is Kaddish B'Shmei Meroima. As Chazal say, that the sun from the time it rises till it sets, the whole time it's Mekaleis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar Mimizrach Hashem Shad Mevayoy Mul Hashem Hashem. And then we say Hashlishi, the third world. Zeicher Hillel Shaloi B'mashu Ram Al Kogoyim. We mention the praise of Hashem that He is elevated above all the Goyim. She'af Agav Shehim Umois Mechulakais. Even though the nations of the world are disparate nations, Hashem is elevated above all of them. And He does with them as His will. And that is Kaddish Al-Ara. Okay, then in Yehi Chavod we say the Pasuk, Rabois, Machashavois, Belevish, Vatzas Hashem Hisakam. There are many thoughts in the heart of man. The counsel of God, that will be sustained. That's a Pasuk in Mishlei. It's brought in the name of the Gra, based on the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara tells us you should always allow the Yetzer Tov to over-frighten the Yetzer Hara. You should always empower the Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Tov wins, good. Otherwise, you should learn Torah. If the Yetzer Hara is still winning, then you should say Shema. And if the Yetzer Hara is still winning, you should remember Yom Misa. So says the Sefer Gan Yosef, quoting the Gra. This is alluded to in the following pasuk. Rabbo Yismach Shavas Lavish. If the Yetzer Hara tries to make you stumble with many thoughts, Atzatz Hashem, the counsel of God. You know what God's counsel is? Sakum. Sakum. First learn Torah. If that doesn't work, Kuf, Kriya Shema. And if that doesn't work, Vav Mem, Vemisa. Those are that's the three-pronged attack against the Yetzer Hara. Rabbo Yismach Shavas Lavish. When there are many thoughts in man's heart. But what should a person do? Atzatz Hashem, he sakum. Sakum, Torah, Kriya Shema, Vemisa. Now we'll end off with the following idea. We end Yehi Chavayd, Vahu Rachum, Yichaper, Avoin, V'lo Yashchis, V'hirba, L'hashiv, Apoy, V'lo Yair, Kachamasai. We say this pasuk three or four times a day. We say it in Hoidu, we say it in Yehi Chavayd, we say it in Uval Tzion, and we say it before Marav. So I saw something very interesting. In the Sefer Yesod Yosef of Rabbi Yosef Yuska, he brings that the Chachamim enacted to say V'hu Racham three times a day. We say in Hoidu, in Uval Tzion, and in Marav. Why? How many words are in it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 words. Keneged, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, a total of 39. And the reason is because every day the Yetzer Hara tries to overpower us. And we can only save ourselves from the Yetzer Hara with great difficulty. So therefore we're mispalel, Hashem, help us atone our sins. Ke'ilu, we got 39 Malkos, and therefore v'lo yashchis, and don't destroy us. So the three mentions of Ahu Racham is sort of a reference to what? To the Yud Gimel, the 39 Malkos. So it's interesting, the Yisoid Yosef, he brings that the three times we mention it is Hoidu, Uval Tzion, and Marav. If you look in the Rishonim says, V'hu Racham Yud Gimel Tevois, V'ayim Yom Yisrael Gimel Pam B'Hashkama. We say it three times just in Shachris. B'Zmirois Echad, I think that means Hoidu. V'lefnei Tehila, before Ashrei, I think that means at the end of Yehi Chavayd Beis, U'v'Seder Kedusha. Hare Yud Gimel Tevois, Gimel Pa'amim is Lamed Tes, Tzi Mechaper, Lamed Tes Malkois. That's why the Torah says, V'nikla Ochicha Le'einecha. Your brother, once he's demeaned, he's your brother. But Achicha is Gematria 39. So there's an idea to try to say V'hu Racham three times a day, and I believe we say it at least four times a day. With your permission, I'm going to do one more segment, because Shabbos is the yahrzeit of Maran Rabbi Avadya Yosef, Gimel Cheshvan. So we have to say something about that. So we'll do that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.